The woman, identified as Jane Doe, filed a complaint last week saying she signed the back of the ticket. She thought she was required to do so as directed by information on the State Lottery Commission's website. Under New Hampshire law, a lottery winner's name, town, and prize amount are public information. But after the woman contacted a lawyer, she learned she could have shielded her identity by instead writing the name of a trust. New Hampshire is one of a handful of states that allows trusts to anonymously claim lottery prizes. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.